You hear that? That's opportunity. Better jump on board. Make your business part of Velocity Radio. Get more info at velocityradio.fm.
Welcome to Tooth Talk, everyone, where we talk about the tooth and nothing but the tooth. I'm your co-host, Dr. Doug Heller, and I'm here with my partner, Dr. Ken Versman, and we're real excited for tonight's show.
This being our inaugural show, we are really pleased because we're going to have a great guest this evening, Dr. Eric Beckman, who's a periodontist practicing in Aurora, Colorado. We're going to find out all about what a periodontist is. And I think our listening audience will be really excited and find it to be very educational.
Well, Ken and Doug, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here with you guys.
Yeah, it should be a good night. Before we get into Dr. Beckman, Kenny, why don't you tell him a little bit about your background and how long you've been a dentist and a little bit about what you're doing, and I'll do the same.
Oh, that'd be great. So I grew up in the Midwest, a small town called Rock Island, Illinois. Some of you listeners may have heard of the Quad Cities. Rock Island is right on the Mississippi River across from Davenport, Iowa. I went to the University of Iowa for my college education. I then went to the University of Illinois College of Dentistry, which is located in Chicago. And then following that, I did my specialty training and received my master's degree in periodontics back at the University of Iowa once again. And then in 1974, I moved to the Denver area, and I've been practicing our specialty that entire time.
Great, yeah. My background is I'm a Denver native, actually, and we're here tonight at VelocioRadio.fm, located in Castle Rock, Colorado, right down the road. From there, I went to the University of Colorado and to dental school at Tufts University out in Boston. And following along 4 years, went to the University of Pennsylvania, where I also got my periodontic certificate, and then came back to Denver to practice, actually practicing with my uncle, which has been kind of fun. Been practicing about 21 years in the Southeast Denver, Aurora area. So it's always been great, and I kind of enjoy what I'm doing.
So, Doug, let me ask you, you went to Tufts University. Was that very tough?
Yeah, it was tough every day. So before we bring our guest in and really kind of start grilling him from A to Z, can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to become a dentist, or when you thought about becoming a dentist, and see a little bit about your background relative to that?
Well, that's interesting, Doug, and our listening audience should know that I wanted to be a dentist since I was 5 years old. I'm sorry, fifth grade, not 5 years old, but in fifth grade. And the reason I remember that is as a class project, we had to go into the community and interview someone who was doing the type of work that we thought we wanted to do one day when we grew up. And I went and saw my sister's orthodontist. My sister wore braces, and I went and interviewed her orthodontist, and he was just very stimulating. He very encouraging for someone as young as myself. And so that's when I decided I wanted to be a dentist. And all the way through high school, all the way through college, that was my career goal and something that I work to achieve. And when I look back, I wouldn't do anything different. I really love what I do.
Yeah, great. My situation is somewhat similar. I was, I can remember about second grade where my uncle came to town. And back in those days, we had a 3-bedroom house with three kids and my parents. So he wanted a bed for the weekend, and he was in dental school, and he had these little gold foil pellets were probably worth nothing. But he bribed me with telling me how much value there was in this gold and gave me a few of them in exchange for my bed for the evening. And that was where I started getting interested in dentistry. And then when I was in ninth grade, I went down to the dental school at the University of Colorado, where I am also still teaching to this day. But at that point, I spent a couple weeks volunteering and really did some menial jobs down there. But it was really interesting to be down at the school. I thought I was doing some really important things. But in retrospect, I was basically just pouring up little models for the students to use for practice. And then after that, went to college and then went on to dental school. So I, like yourself, it was something that I wanted to do at a very early age.
So, you know, we all practice periodontics, the three of us that are in the room this evening. And I think I can speak for everyone in saying that we all love what we do. But Doug, tell me, and we'll ask our guests this evening as well, but tell me, what is it that you like so much about the practice of periodontics?
Well, I think when I think about periodontics and dentistry in general, I think one of the nicest parts about it is you get to form great relationships with people, and you're getting to help people solve different problems. What's great about periodontics is it also combines the science of dentistry with the art of dentistry. So you're getting to use the artistic side of your abilities as well as the science side. And so that's something I really enjoy. I think we've got a great group of people that we work with as well. So going to work is never like going to work. It's really just kind of going to the office. And really, I think, but the main thing that really keeps me going and why I enjoy it so much is really just the people side of the business, seeing new people all the time, different patients coming and going, getting to kind of talk to them a little bit about their lives, what's going on with them, how they're doing, all those things. In addition to helping them with, curing disease and, doing some cosmetic stuff.
You know, so many of our patients tell us that they really are afraid of going to the dentist, which really is unfortunate because dentistry has become so modern. And generally speaking, there's very little discomfort involved with dental care. What do you do when patients express those anxieties, and how do you make them feel more comfortable and relaxed and understand that truly you are there to help them, and that generally speaking, that the experience probably is going to be much, much easier than they would anticipate. So what do you do?
Are you referring to in the beginning or along the way?
Maybe a little bit of both, but particularly in the beginning when they're first starting to meet you and before they really have gained the confidence that so many of your patients have, gained the confidence in your ability and your concern and care for them.
Yeah, but well, before we would even get to a point of treatment, we spend some time with the patient talking about any concerns they have from the get-go. So if they're real nervous in the beginning, that kind of gets addressed up front. So that's not something that we want our patients really to hide. I'd rather they tell me and we can address it early on. You know, in addition to that, we always offer a couple different types of sedation to help them get through anything if they need it. But really, I think more important than that is I think they got to have confidence that you're looking out for their well-being from the get-go. And once they do have confidence in that and know that you care and that you have a caring attitude, a lot of it, I think, just takes care of itself. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be nervous or they're not going to have some fears, but I think it certainly minimizes it from the patient standpoint. And, you know, and I think it all also goes back to treating people as if they're your own family. And I always put that with the caveat that I like my own family. So, you know, I think that'll always help. But I think really it's just getting to a point where they're confident in you, and that you're going to take good care of them no matter what.
Yeah, you know, our show is called The Tooth Talk, but I always tell people we're not in the tooth business, we're in the people business, as are many, many other individuals. And I think it's critical that patients understand that we want to listen, we want to hear their concerns, and once they understand that we are there to help them and address those concerns, then I think they start to gain that confidence, and it allows them to much more easily proceed with treatment. Because we know approximately 50% of the population in the United States does not have a dentist and do not go to a dentist until they have a lot of pain and it's too late.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's also kind of a bummer to know that they've spent, you know, years and years and years with that kind of fear, and being afraid of getting things taken care of, sometimes without any need to do so. And it usually stems from a past experience, or stems from at least one bad experience that they're kind of harboring. And that's kind of sad. So,
and that's one of the reasons why I really was excited with joining Periodontal Associates was, you know, I got to see a lot of offices and how they operate, and I was just blown away by the amount of actual personal time spent with each patient, getting to know their concerns and working through that, and you know, that human interaction, which is just, I mean, that's why we get into the business.
Well, you mentioned Periodontal Associates, but I'm not sure our listeners know who those doctors are that you join in practice. You might want to tell them.
So that would be Ken Versman. That was the first introduction. And then it was also Douglas Heller. So, and those are also the people interviewing me at this very moment.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah.
Well, we also would invite our listeners at any time, if they have any questions, to call into the station at 1-888-321-7234. Let me repeat it. 1-888-321-7234. And we would be happy to try and answer any questions that any of the listeners may have.
Or if you're local, 303-565-4311. 303-565-4311. VelocioRadio.fm. Home of Tooth Talk. Yeah, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Also home of a very snowy night here in Colorado in the Denver community. So hopefully those of you who have to go out, you'll drive very safely and be very cautious, because we all want you back to listen to our next program.
Can we also say home of the future Super Bowl champions this evening?
I would say that, absolutely. I have all the confidence in the world in our Denver Broncos. That's not to insult any listeners that truly might be in Seattle or in Washington. But unfortunately for those listeners, Colorado is going to celebrate a championship with our Denver team.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we're anxiously looking forward to the game.
So let's take a break for our sponsors, and then we will be back in just a few minutes to conduct our interview with our guest, Dr. Beckman.
Be thankful I don't take it all, 'cause I'm the tax man.
Hey all, it's Sean from Velocity Radio. I wanted to introduce you to the Denver Message Board, Colorado's number one dedicated forum to discuss politics, entertainment, news, events, and more. Join Colorado's online community today by signing up for free at thedenvermessageboard.com. Again, that's denvermessageboard.com.
Have you heard? The real estate market in Denver is hot. Buyers, interest rates are hovering at record lows. Sellers, there aren't enough homes for all the hungry buyers. That makes for a great market. If you're thinking of selling or looking to buy, you need to call Jason Corriere with Corriere Realty today. Jason is a top producing agent and has been extremely successful by helping his clients achieve their real estate goals. So what are your goals? Call Jason today with Corriere Realty at 720-224-7577. That's 720-224-7577. Call today and get on your way.
At Vine's Wine Bar and Bistro, owners Teresa Engel and Tom Wasilchin strive to provide you with the finest wine selections, both by the glass and by the bottle, as well as a wide variety also available in Vine's Cellar, a retail shop adjacent to the bar and owned by Greg Engel. Come in and join us for a delectable lunch menu from our kitchen from 11:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Happy hour daily and until close on Wednesdays with half off all wines by the glass, beer, and well drinks. Vine is located at 19501 East Main Street in Parker at the corner of Parker Road and Main Street. Call us at 303-736-8463. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff is eager to show you why Vine's has been voted best happy hour, best single spot, and best wine bar in 2013.
That's opportunity. Better jump on board. Make your business part of Velocity Radio. Get more info at velocityradio.fm.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your co-host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with Dr. Ken Versman. And we'd like to welcome our guest in tonight, our partner, Dr. Eric Beckman.
Once again, it's a pleasure to be here.
Eric, it is so good to have you. You're the perfect guest because you have a face for radio. Well, we really are pleased that you could join us tonight. And what I'd like to know, if you would be kind enough to tell the listening audience a little bit about your background. We did that initially when we started the show about 15 minutes ago. And so we'd like to hear, you know, about your background, where you grew up, where you went to school.
And if you could start with the preschool, that would be helpful.
I'll actually start with my birth. It was kind of an eventful day. No, but it was actually really great to hear how, you know, your background stories and get to know, you know, what brought you into dentistry, because it's quite a bit different than mine. I mean, I grew up amongst healthcare. So I grew up born and raised outside of St. Paul, Minnesota. And my father was a pediatric dentist. So, I mean, I pretty much grew up with teeth. And
so a children's dentist.
A children's dentist, that's correct. And my mother was a physician, a neonatologist. So I was pretty much surrounded by healthcare growing up. And, you know, going through my education process, it was always there. I didn't really think too much about it. And towards the end of college, I actually thought about, you know, all the different options I have and tried to actually step away from dentistry, but I got sucked back by all those things that really drew me, and just, they still draw me to dentistry and periodontics in general. So going back, you know, born and raised in Minnesota, I did a couple of, did my college education out at University of Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington. Really enjoyed the time out there. It's too bad they're going to lose the Super Bowl, but it's still, you know, it's good to be in Colorado. I went back to Minnesota, was able to do my dental school, 4 years of there in the University of Minnesota. And then I did a year of, it's called a general practice residency, and it was at the VA Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I got a ton of experience just with overall dentistry. So, you know, we worked on, you know, veterans, usually older veterans, and gave me a whole lot of experience in just every aspect of dentistry. And then from there, I went back to the University of Minnesota and did my specialty training. That's three more years at University of Minnesota, which I think gave me a great baseline of information and just a lot of experience with periodontics.
Now, when you were growing up, did you go into work with your dad and kind of shadow him for a while? Did that?
Kind of. So I definitely got the background, you know, I got taken in the back door and got to see the whole office that patients really don't get to see. But really a lot of my experience came with volunteer dentistry. So
like on missions,
on
and
missions.
Like that.
Yeah. So we would go down to several trips. So I went to, you know, Guatemala, to a small village in the mountains there, Jamaica, and this is rural Jamaica. This is not the beaches. So, and then I've also done a trip to central Mexico, and these areas are truly, I mean, you know, true poverty. And it was just, it's about triage, and the amount of dentistry that's needed there is incredible. And it just opened my eyes, beyond just dentistry, but society in general and just poverty.
Now, when you went there, was this before you had gone to dental school or before you were thinking of going to dental school? Or
this is both, all of the above. So, yeah. You know, at a young age, I was helping my dad just with assisting. So I would bring him things and just, you know, I was sitting there, you know, chair side helping, you know, move instruments, but I got to see that perspective. And then as I got older, I got to do more and more things. And then when I graduated from dental school, I got to go to the trip to Mexico, and we did, it was about 2 weeks, almost a week and a half, 2 weeks of just straight every day was providing care. So
yeah, that's got to be a really rewarding experience.
It was.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little more about your experience in the Veterans Administration, because I think the people today throughout the United States truly appreciates our veterans and those who are serving currently in the military. And at times it seems like the veterans have been forgotten, right, particularly in the past. And the care that we owe them, I'm not so sure has truly been fulfilled over the past decades. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on that.
And I only have, you know, 1 year of experience there, but from what I understand is, you know, the VA kind of had a bad rep for, you know, a few decades ago, but really when I was there, it was, we really tried to provide the most, you know, up-to-date and efficient care we could possibly do for these veterans. And it was appropriate care. And it was the kind of care that we would give to family members. And that's and having the option as a dentist to provide care and not have to worry about the bottom line is priceless. And to say, okay, you know, generally my patients were 65-year-old guys named Frank. So I'd be like, hey, Frank, you know, it looks like you have the missing tooth here. Would you like to have a tooth there? And he would say, sure. And then being able to do that was very gratifying.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, and certainly we're excited in Colorado because we have a new Veterans Administration hospital being built out on our medical center campus, and I think that'll be very exciting, and I think that it'll be terrific to be able to see these individuals who have earned this care, to see them be able to receive it in such a fine institution, and I certainly would compliment our government for funding that because it was badly needed. And it'll serve a wonderful purpose.
It's true.
Yeah. So you said that you did your periodontal residency in Minnesota, and then you decided to move. I'm sure there were some other options other than Colorado, but why Colorado?
There was. I don't know if it's truly, but strangely enough, the two places that my wife and I were looking at were Seattle and Denver. So it's this Super Bowl is interesting. So we looked at a number of practices there and here, and ultimately, we thought, I mean, working with Dr. Versman and Heller was definitely a major player in that decision. But also just the amount of fun things you can do in Colorado and the mountains, skiing, fishing, hiking, and just the 360 days of sunshine, definitely takes a step up from the 4 days of sunshine in Seattle.
Well, you're probably aware that Peyton Manning had an interest in not only Colorado, but in Seattle. So you and he must have a lot in common.
Yeah. I'll have to talk with him about that. So
I want to go back. You said you grew up in the Minneapolis area and You did so much of your education at the University of Minnesota. Now, they're called the Golden Gophers.
They are.
Why are they golden?
I have no idea.
And what do they go for?
Well,
he stumped you on that
one. You did.
Because I'm a Hawkeye. I went to University of Iowa. Gotcha. You know, you got to understand, I'm a Hawkeye. Yeah. So we didn't have a lot of love for the Golden Gophers.
Yeah. But, you know, I have, you know, during that time in Minnesota, I was pretty much, I didn't know much about the outside world. It was pretty much in the dental school was where I lived most of the days. So in the beautiful Moose Towers, which if you've ever seen it, it's a magnificent concrete building that will never get destroyed. So,
you know, an interesting question for you, Eric, would be you had a chance to observe your father in his specialty of children's dentistry, pediatric dentistry, and you chose to go into periodontics. And periodontists, we have an opportunity on occasion to see children, which we truly enjoy, but it's mainly for adults.
It's true.
And, you know, our listening audience doesn't necessarily even know what periodontics is. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could explain to them what a periodontist does,
sure.
But also then tell us why you decided to go into periodontics versus any of the other dental specialties.
So I always usually break down periodontics, and you just break it down to the Greek meaning, which is peri, which means around, and odontology, which is the study of teeth. So it's really, periodontics is the study of the tissues around teeth. So it's mainly supporting structures. We evaluate the gum health and the bone health around teeth and making sure that these teeth that we have are well supported. And that's kind of the basis of periodontics, but also with that is implants. Implants is an option. So these are dental implants that are one option. If you were to lose your teeth, give an excellent possibility to get that function back.
And the implants are permanent teeth.
They are. They are.
This is exciting.
Yes.
So let's go back to that second part of the question, which would be why periodontics and not children's dentistry or braces or root canals?
You know, periodontics to me is a second chance. So when people lose support around their teeth, you know, I look at the possibility to regenerate, and that's what periodontics brings. So it has a lot of interesting options, not only for replacing teeth, but replacing bone graft, bone around teeth, and gum tissue. And the great thing is it's really just helping the patient grow that tissue themselves. And so I know we're going to take a break in just 2 seconds, so I won't get too much into this.
Yeah, we'll hit that one on the other side.
Yep.
Take a break here, and we'll get back to you in a few minutes, and welcome again to Tooth Talk.
I'm Derwood Tate.
And I'm Nancy Tate.
And wake up to Coffee Talk every Tuesday morning from 7 to 8.
We will tour the different coffee and teas of the world.
So grab your morning cup of coffee or tea and join us as we explore the wonderful world of coffee and tea.
Enright Companies has been providing the state of Colorado with complete asphalt paving and concrete services since 1989. And customer satisfaction is their number one priority. The professionals at Enright have expert knowledge and experience in asphalt paving and more, and will provide their customers with unbeatable quality at affordable prices. So if you're in need for full service asphalt paving, concrete work, or commercial snow removal, get a free estimate today at 303-433-8822. That's 303-433-8822. Or visit them online at InRightAsphalt.com.
Hey, this is Chuck. I recently purchased a new travel trailer found on TrailerBroker.com, and woo-wee, did I get me a deal. I shopped around a lot, didn't know much about trailers, but the kind folks there at TrailerBroker.com helped me find the perfect bunkhouse to meet my family's needs. Not to mention, they saved me thousands from what I was told was a special deal. Check out my friends at Trailer Broker today at TrailerBroker.com.
Come and enjoy a day-making experience at Love Hair Color and Design, where day-making is our passion. At our salon, you'll receive one-on-one attention with one of our highly qualified artists. Whether you're looking for a hair color, a new style, or a facial, Love Hair Color and Design is committed to your experience, and we know we can make your day. We're located at 6750 South Cornerstar Way in the Cornerstar Shopping Center. Our phone number is 303-690-4247. Love Hair Color and Design, where day-making is our passion.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's new. It's fresh. It's cutting edge. This is Velocity Radio.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, our inaugural show where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. This is Dr. Doug Heller along with Dr. Ken Versman and our very special guest, Dr. Eric Beckman. And we were just talking a little bit about periodontics when we got waylaid by the break. And we're going to go back to Dr. Beckman. And he was kind of in the middle of telling us a little bit about periodontics, what he likes, what he doesn't like, why he got interested, a little bit about dental implants.
Yeah, so with periodontics, you know, it's all about second chances and giving people back their teeth. So, you know, when patients have gum disease or, you know, they're going to lose that supporting bone around their teeth. And what we try to do is bring that back to a healthy state that they can keep it clean for the rest of their life. And if, for whatever reason, patients were to lose that tooth, we have excellent replacement options out there. These are dental implants that pretty much act like new teeth by themselves. Brush them and floss them just like normal.
And one thing I can tell you that's nice about dental implants today, particularly today, is the success rate is extremely high. And the other nice part about it is there's almost no discomfort. So it is a terrific option.
But implants are an excellent option. But, you know, another thing that I really liked about working with periodontal associates was the amount of time that we spent to try to save patients' tooth. We don't automatically go towards dental implants. This is a replacement option, whereas our real main focus is preserving what's there and giving people back their teeth. And it's a very personalized care. We look at every tooth. We look at every situation. And we try to preserve teeth as much as we can.
So, Eric, if someone came up to you, and this has happened to me, and says, oh, you're a periodontist. I've heard of that, but I'm not really sure what it is. How would they know whether or not they had any gum disease or periodontal disease?
Gum disease is a very, and that's a challenging and emotional thing, is that gum disease often goes without any signs or symptoms. Occasionally you'll have kind of sore gums and bleeding gums when you brush and floss your teeth, but it doesn't always. And so it can go for years and years and years and kind of break down the supporting tissues around around teeth undiagnosed. And so the emotional part of it is that when they come to see me, it's sometimes, you know, too advanced. And it could have been prevented years ago. So, and this is one of the important things about seeing a dentist on a regular basis and getting to know them and keeping with them with, every 6 months or seeing them and keeping up with your dentist.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that we always hear about or one of the terms that people talk about is pockets.
Yes.
You want to explain that for the listeners?
Sure. So when we measure pockets, and this is normally when the patient, you know, the dentist will go around your teeth and say 3-2-2-3-3-3-2-2-2-3-3. So this is what they're doing is they're between the tooth and the gums, there's a little crevice there. And what we do is with a small ruler, we call a probe, we go and we measure how deep that pocket is. Okay. So it's sliding, you know, along the long axis of that tooth. And why it's important to us is that with that, if it has a deep pocket in an area, it means there's no bone supporting that part of the tooth. So it kind of gives us an idea on where the bone is holding that tooth in place and how much bone support we have around that tooth. But also it talks about, it gives us an idea about cleansability, because when you brush and you floss your teeth, you're really only cleaning about 1 or 2 millimeters below that gum line. Okay. So if you have three millimeter pockets and shallower, then a patient is able to keep that clean on their own just through brushing and flossing. Whereas if you have a deeper pocket, 5, 6, 7 millimeter pocket, they can brush 1,000 times a day and they'll never get down deep enough to remove all the bacteria and the calculus and plaque that's forming down there. And that's really what's causing the inflammation. So it is a micro infection going around a tooth. And so our main focus is getting those irritants and inflammatory things, bacteria, infections out of there, and then trying to regenerate or at least get the patient's pockets so that they can keep their teeth clean.
But you're saying it's not really something that they would be able to self-diagnose. They have to go to a dentist who actually measures that.
That's very true. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because like so many terrible diseases, be it cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. It's just so many times people can't diagnose it in the early stages. And unless they're seeing a professional, they're not going to catch it early, where it's easy to treat it before it causes any type of permanent damage. And with some of those diseases I mentioned, which are truly life-threatening, it's sad, because then once they start to feel the symptoms, frequently it's too late.
It's true. In another group of patients that come to see me, and when their dentist has noticed for whatever reason that they do have some gum disease, they often have, try to stay away from dentists for years, because during that measurement process, when you go and you measure how deep the pockets are, it's more sensitive and sore in those areas. And usually the reason why it's sore is because it's kind of like a sliver in your finger. It gets your finger gets swollen, kind of sore and red, puffy. That means there's an infection going on. So in order to make that more comfortable, if you get all of those bacteria out and get it clean, it's going to be much more comfortable to for one thing, measure those areas and keep a closer eye on it. And it'll stop the progression of the disease.
So I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but what would you do for somebody that had something like that? What would be one of the kind of treatments that may be offered? So where would you start?
It really would depend on the severity. So let's say the patient has some deeper pockets. They're not getting access to keep those, clean those deep pockets. They haven't seen a dentist in a while. Kind of the first line of defense is getting those contaminants, getting those bacteria out of the pockets as much as you can. And the easiest and the first step in that, the most conservative step, is typically what we call a deep cleaning, where we actually will get the areas numbed up. And once it's numbed up, we're able to go in and really clean to the bottom of those pockets effectively and really remove all that bacteria. And we can use, kind of hand instruments that would just kind of smooth the root surface. But there's also the Cavitron, which kind of vibrates, and that really knocks off a lot of the big pieces of calculus out there. And it has a little water spray kind of keeping it cool and irrigating, and flushes all that bacteria out.
So calculus is what many people call tartar.
Correct. And that's really just calcified plaque. So if you go and you think of the formation, so everyone on Earth grows plaque, and everyone has bacteria in their mouth, and it grows into this kind of white pasty stuff, and that's really what the patient's job is to keep that, remove that with brushing and flossing. And if they don't, what happens is your own saliva grows in, and with minerals, it actually petrifies this plaque into a hard chalky substance. And this chalky substance, which is called tartar or calculus, is a great house for more bacteria to grow in and fester. And so that's really what also a hygienist, when you go in for dental cleanings, it's removing all that tartar that's kind of accumulated, that no matter how hard you brush, you'll never actually remove that tartar. It needs to be removed by a dental hygienist.
And if I was a patient and I came in and I said to you that I think my teeth are loose, what some of the things that could be?
It could be gum disease because you're losing support around that tooth.
So the bone is deteriorating.
Right. And so it just makes sense that if you have bone loss around your tooth, you're getting less and less support. That's where teeth become mobile. It can be also a bite thing. If you do grind your teeth and you clench at night, that also could be an influence on making your teeth a little bit more loose. But either way, it would be something to definitely go and see your dentist about and check, and they can steer you in the right direction if you need to go to a periodontist.
If you have any of those symptoms, either loose teeth, bleeding gums, pain, discomfort, any of those things, it would be definitely in your best interest to go and make an appointment with your general dentist and a periodontist, and at least see what's going on and find out why that's occurring. So I am in total agreement with you in all of those issues.
Yeah, and you know, as we have a chance to observe our patients, maybe you can try and explain this. So frequently, our patients will tell us, oh yeah, I've had bleeding gums for a long time, and yet they aren't concerned about it. If they had bleeding from anywhere else in their body, they would run to a doctor. Any way to explain that?
No. Well, it's out of sight, out of mind, probably. If you think about the amount of surface area that around the teeth have, it was once described that a severe case of gum disease is like having your whole forearm basically exposed. And if you had your forearm exposed and no skin there and an infection going on, I think that would take a high priority in someone's
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure. Well, one of the things that you did recently, and we certainly want to congratulate you, is you became boarded in the American Board of Periodontology.
Oh, thank you.
That's a significant achievement. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you had to do to be able to become certified and boarded in that process?
Sure. So for one thing, board certification in periodontics is not mandatory. You don't have to be a periodontist and be board certified. That's one thing. In order to be a periodontist, you need to be graduate from an accredited periodontics school. And so in order to become board certified, you also need to graduate from an accredited residency in periodontics, which has certain requirements of its own. But also the board certification is a two-part test. The first part is a written exam, and I don't know, it was kind of a blur. It's a couple of hours long of a normal written exam with very detailed questions, and it was very much research based. A lot of my education and residency was research based. You know, what has research told us? You know, what kind of therapies are effective? How effective are the therapies? So that was that part. And if you pass that exam, then you were eligible about 9 months later to take an oral exam. And kind of like this interview, it's, you know, two guys sitting, or a woman and a man sitting across from you and asking you intense questions on patients and how you would treat patients.
Well, they got to be grilling you a lot harder than we are.
They are. It was fun and nervous at the same time. So these people are world-renowned periodontists asking you intense questions about what you would do and why you would do it, and the research behind what you would do and why you would do it. It was a great experience, and it's a great experience to be done with. And
they test you over the total spectrum, truly, of dentistry, but specifically periodontics and the literature that goes back hundreds of years.
Yeah, not just current.
Yeah,
no.
That's an amazing accomplishment, and we really congratulate you on that.
Yes, I have lots of names and dates of research from the mid-1950s in my head that don't usually come up in conversation from day to day. So,
at least not casual conversation.
Not casual conversation. So, But it was a great experience, and like I said, it was fun to do it. And in 2019, I get to do it again, kind of to stay up with that and continue to stay board certified, which I think is an important part of patient care.
So we're going to take a break now. Can you stay with us, Eric?
I can.
Great, because we're coming back to our last segment, and we have some more questions for you.
Perfect. I'm ready.
Divorce Doctor, Dr. Christine Turner. Welcome to New Beginnings Co-Parenting After Divorce Programs. New Beginnings offers court-approved classes for parents going through divorce or child custody issues. We also offer individual therapy, mediation, child and family investigator services, as well as PRE work. If you want to reduce the stress your divorce is causing, or you want to reduce the cost of your divorce, please visit our website at newbeginningscoparenting.com, and you will find out how to take the conflict and stress out of your divorce so that you can get through the process more quickly and free up your time and energy. Visit us at newbeginningscoparenting.com or call us at 303-706-9424.
Enright Companies has been providing the state of Colorado with complete asphalt paving and concrete services since 1989, and customer satisfaction is their number one priority. The professionals at Enright have expert knowledge and experience in asphalt paving and more, and will provide their customers with unbeatable quality at affordable prices. So if you're in need for full-service asphalt paving, concrete work, or commercial snow removal, get a free estimate today at 303-433-8822. That's 303-433-8822. Or visit them online at InRightAsphalt.com.
Hi, this is Cindy Cosworth. At Car Connections, we are dedicated to relieving the stress and strain of getting your next vehicle, be it new or used, any make, any model. My father Mike and I offer personal service to find you the vehicle that you want within your budget. Catch our show Automotively Speaking here on CastleRockRadio.com, live 1 p.m. on Fridays.
Hey all, it's Sean from Velocity Radio. I wanted to introduce you to the Denver Message Board, Colorado's number one dedicated forum to discuss politics, entertainment, news, events, and more. Join Colorado's online community today by signing up for free at thedenvermessageboard.com. Again, that's denvermessageboard.com.
It's new. It's fresh. It's cutting edge. This is Velocity Radio.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. Again, I'm your co-host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with Dr. Ken Versman, and we've got our partner here, Dr. Eric Beckman, where we really get to find out what's been going on in his life prior to us meeting him.
Before we continue with Eric, Doug, and before our time runs out, I think it's very appropriate to thank those in the booth who are really operating the show, Sean and Clarence. They do such a wonderful job, and it's really great to have their support.
Absolutely. Without them, we'd be nothing.
That's right.
We'd be talking to a wall.
That's right. So we were talking about the boarding process and what a long, arduous task that was. You're done with that now. So you've had an opportunity to see a lot of different patients in practice and kind of get your feet wet and get some experience in that environment. Tell me a little bit about kind of some of the things you really like to do in practice. What are some of the things that really excite you about periodontics?
What excites me about periodontics? I mean, I have one of those eight careers, and this is just personally. I mean, I know you guys also enjoy your jobs, but when I get into the office, I get excited by looking at the schedule and saying, okay, these are the patients I'm going to be seeing today, you know, and I get to figure out, you know, what
Do they have any problems? How can I help them? I mean, there's a lot to it, and periodontics is so widespread in what we can do that the sky's the limit, and that's what excites me. It's helping people. It's getting people disease-free, healthy, restore them back to a function where they can eat whatever they want to. I mean, that's really what gets me excited.
You know, and there's also the team aspect of it. So, you know, as a periodontist, we're not really on an island by ourselves. We work with some other dentists, other dental specialists. So kind of tell me a little bit about how that transpires and how you're finding that to be.
You know, I've met a lot of dentists since moving to Denver, and there's a very tight-knit community of dentists and specialists around the Denver area, which is a great community to be in. But it also, it gets to the point where, you know, you don't only get to work with another dentist, you get to work with another friend. And you get to know their habits and their techniques and how they do things. And it's not, you know, when we share a patient with a dentist, it's a team effort. We give them a call, we talk about strategy and how to make the best possible plan possible. And sometimes it involves, you know, an orthodontist, like someone who does braces. Sometimes it involves an endodontist to do a root canal. So it's working with a group to get the best plan possible. And so it's on a daily basis, I'm calling up other dentists, other specialists to kind of piece together this perfect plan for a given patient.
Yeah, it's kind of like a puzzle. Gotten all the pieces coming together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's been great.
And I think what also makes it so interesting is every patient is different.
Oh, very much.
They're all individuals, and I think that's what's fun. We get to meet so many interesting people throughout the day and throughout the year and throughout our careers.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at two similar mouths that have the same kind of dentition, and you can make this probably, you know, a dozen different plans based on what this patient wants, what they're wanting to do. And so it's a very personalized plan. It's what do they want, what fits their lifestyle, and kind of going from there. And I always tell patients that when they're done seeing me and they go into maintenance, that I want them to be happy with what they got. I don't want them to say, yeah, I know, I'm okay, you know, I'm okay with this. This is satisfactory. I want them to truly enjoy what they got, the treatment they got. Was it getting them healthy? Was it getting them, you know, a new bite? So that's kind of my gratification.
Now, there's a lot of buzz going around right now, Eric, about laser periodontal therapy. And I know that you've recently gotten involved with that, but you didn't jump on right away. Would you explain what you were waiting for?
So going back to board certification and all this research, we train based on research that's been, you know, decades and decades in the making. And so it tells us a lot about what's predictable with care. So a lot of what we do is fairly predictable. The laser therapy has been out and has shown, you know, the research is growing and slowly but surely. And until recently, it really was just, it didn't really have enough impact to warrant the use.
The research you're talking
the
about.
The research, that is. More recently, they've done actual study, I mean, on human beings with histology. So they look at teeth that have had laser treatment. And they put them under a microscope and look at what kind of regeneration they have. And it actually shows great results in terms of, you know, growing bone support and some tissue reattachment to the tooth, which is what we look for is regeneration.
Yeah, and I think it's important not to jump on hype and jump on a bandwagon.
Yeah, it's true.
But before we proceed with any type of new treatment for patients, we need to know that it has that predictability you talked about and that it is most likely going to have a positive effect versus using our patients as guinea pigs.
That's very true.
We've always refused to do that.
And one of the things about having
so we know from research that there's potential with laser therapy to do amazing things in terms of regeneration and getting growing support around teeth with very least invasiveness. But it's also nice to have in our back pocket other approaches to treat this disease. And so on numerous occasions, I look at a patient and I say, this site looks like it would be a great spot for laser therapy, whereas this spot over here does not. And so it's not just a one treatment fits all type of philosophy. I think that it goes tooth to tooth, patient to patient. And so that's why it's very just individualized treatment.
Yeah. So, Eric, I've got a kind of a final question for you that I like to ask people before I let them go. If you were your favorite tooth, which tooth would you be and why?
My favorite tooth. I would have to say so it'd be number 6 and a number 11. I can't decide which one is better.
So what's a 6 and 11?
Exactly. So let's say it's number 6. It's easier
to
remember.
Which is the canine.
This is your upper canine. And the reason why I say that is it's just solid. It's a solid tooth.
I can't even believe we're having this conversation.
I know. And it's a cornerstone of the mouth. So, and that's what I like.
What do you like? Dogs? They're canines.
It's wah. That's a good joke. And I do like dogs, actually. So we don't have one right now, but maybe in the works.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
We certainly have enjoyed having you on our program. You've been a great guest, and I think you've imparted a lot of information to the people listening, and hopefully they have not only been able to digest that information, but they will take it to their dentist when they make their regular visit.
It has been a pleasure to be on here with both of you, and I look forward to Tooth Talk in the near future.
Yeah, and I would echo Kenny's sentiment. It's great to have you on as our very first guest, but it's even greater to have you as a great addition to our practice. And I'm sure after listening to the program, everybody will be calling Periodontal Associates, try and get some appointments scheduled with Dr. Beckman.
What's the number at Periodontal Associates?
303-755-4500, www.periodontalhealth.com. And again, we thank the folks at velocityradio.fm for allowing us to host the show tonight. It's been a real pleasure, and we look forward to many shows down the road. And we'll talk about more dental topics, maybe some non-dental topics.
Yeah, and we hope our listeners in the future will call in. We're going to be giving away some different items, electric toothbrushes, for example. So hopefully the audience will call in and participate with us. And it's been such a true joy to co-host with you, Doug.
Yeah, this has been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. And we truly look forward to our next session when we'll have another guest for our audience to learn from. That's the key. We want to impart education to those who are listening.
I agree. And again, Eric, thank you for your time. And again, folks, thank you for listening to Tooth Talk, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening. Everybody's gonna move their feet. Get down.